sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Dee Dee Laugesen will be with us. And at press time, I believe that we are going to be joined. Hang on, let me. Here we go. Okay, we are going to be joined by Gloria Huldu. P-U-L-D-U. She is the president of the Leah Foundation, and we will have her on the program along with Dee Dee Laugesen, and my guest host, Rick Manning, will be talking about Christian persecution, and we'll have that for you. I have the honor of being a part of the Save the Persecuted Christians Advisory Board, and I bring Dee Dee, the executive director, onto the program on a monthly basis, and we're very pleased to be able to have her and present this information to you. Okay, also, top of the next hour, my constitutional attorney will be with us. Lots going on at SCOTUS. There's a lot of buzz that today could be a big announcement day. The January 6th faux committee, that fake television series that's going on. They decided to postpone their show for today because of something that people are suggesting might be happening at the Supreme Court. So we will talk with David about that. We've got the New York rifle case, and then we've also got, of course, whether or not they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade and what that might look like. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. We'll also talk about what happened again with Justice Kavanaugh and how they're trying to twist that all around. And what does that say about the lawlessness in our country? And it's the reason that David is running for Attorney General in the great state of Illinois. So we'll have all that coming up for you at the top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, J. Philip Clay will be with us. Project 21 Black Leadership Network representative will be here. The employment numbers that came out don't tell the whole story. No, not really. We'll talk with him about that, the impact of the employment numbers on minority communities. And something that I don't hear anybody talking about is the fact that we have had people that were paid to stay home who have been off the work rolls and continue to be off the work rolls and, by the way, no longer eligible for unemployment. There's major issues that are happening with regards to that. Plus, there is a significant downtrend in a lot of salary and income, according to the statistics. So we'll talk with him about that. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. This is his first time to be with us. He is a member of MRC. He's an assistant editor, Business and Free Speech America. And he graduated summa cum laude with a BA in political science from George Washington University in 2018. George Washington University. No, it was Georgetown. I was thinking about my friend Joshua Mitchell. In 2019, he completed an exclusive fellowship with the Hertog Foundation, where he participated in their Nuclear Strategy and World Order program for Business MRC. He oversees projects and media coverage concerning dark money, political spending, economics, and finance. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Joseph Vasquez, welcome to the program. Good to have you with me.
Good to be here, Pastor. Looking forward to our discussion.
I am absolutely. I had missed this in looking over your background, but the dark money thing is interesting to me. Do you still keep an eye on that?
Oh, all the time. There's a lot of dark money that's been circulating. Specifically, 2020 was case in point with how much money that liberal dark money groups have been pouring into that election, and it hasn't ceased with the 2022 midterm. So we're definitely monitoring that. We're monitoring everything that is going on with these with big billionaires and, you know, in their groups, you know, stuff that Soros is involved in, and also Michael Bloomberg, and seeing what they're up to. Yeah, we're constantly monitoring what dark money is going to be doing in this election.
Now, again, I know this is a little off topic from us, but it's still news. Did you happen to see 2,000 Mules?
No, I have not seen it yet, but I've heard about it, and it's definitely making a lot of buzz on social media, that's for sure.
I've seen it. I actually, it's just for anyone listening right now and for yourself as well, I have it up in my blog section at my website, chosengenerationradio.com. You can watch it for free. They encouraged us that night. Eric Metaxas, Dinesh D'Souza, Daniela, Catherine Engelbrecht, Craig Phillips said, listen, we need everybody to see this. So I recorded it, put it up at the website, and you can see it along with the Q&A that took place afterwards. And I encourage people to do it. The reason I bring it up is the connection of it potentially to dark money, because that was one of the things that they didn't get into was who paid for all these guys, who paid for all these people to show up, because they got paid. We know they got paid. How did they get paid? Who's behind the organizations? There were five organizations that they identified through the geo-trafficking, geo-tracking. And then in addition to that, of course, they had the video, 4 million hours of video they went through, and they did, and they saw, based on the dots, faces of people that appeared to match up with the geo-tracking dots. But I'm just curious, too, would that not be something that dark money, or that the tracking of dark money could possibly disclose how some of the money was paid for those people to be engaged in that?
Well, the funny thing about dark money is that it kind of like exemplifies just exactly what it is. I mean, the purpose of dark money is to make sure that no one that it's very hard to track to begin with. Dark money groups don't necessarily have to, necessarily like put on a list or make public their donors, so to speak. So it's very, very under the radar. I mean, as a matter of fact, I remember in January of 2021, Bloomberg News actually admitted that about $145 million in quote unquote dark money helped pave Biden's path to the White House. So we don't know exactly where this has been spent. We have no idea where this money was circulated. All we know is that it exists. Now the question is just how do you dig that up?
Right.
And that just goes just how, you know, when they talk about money in politics, and the left continues to complain about dark money. You know, it's funny because they definitely profited off of dark money in the 2020 election, and you can definitely make sure that they're going to exploit dark money going into 2022. It's a given.
And you bring up a really good point, because that was the question that was another question that was kind of on the tip of my tongue that you kind of touched on there, and that is, you know, it's the Citizens United argument and the idea of, well, no, you know, every single dollar needs to be tracked. But this is one of those things that you know, I think it was Thomas Paine that said that, you know, good laws are only meant for good people and only can constrain good people, because bad people don't follow the law anyway. So, you know, and this was one of my arguments several years back when we were talking about that whole Citizens United thing. It's like, look, guys, you don't understand. The only people that are going to follow the law, if you eliminate the ability for certain, you know, giving to be done and certain money to be collected, the only people that are not, that are going to follow those rules are the actual good guys, the guys, you know, the really good guys. The bad guys aren't going to pay any attention to that, Joseph.
Well, you know, it kind of just goes also with, you know, with gun control laws. Like, the same logic applies. I mean, but as far as dark money, at Bloomberg News write-up that I did last year, they did a comparison when they said that about $145 million helped Biden and the left when it came to the 2020 election. By contrast, they approximated about $28.4 million in dark money was spent to help President Donald Trump. That means that leftist dark money beat quote-unquote conservative dark money by a whopping $116.6 million. So whenever you hear the left complaining about money in politics, I'm like, okay, yeah, he who lives in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. But, you know, it just goes to show where the state of politics is. And it just, you know, you just need to look at the amount of money that was spent in 2020 to see just how vitriolic our policies has become. There literally money is no object anymore when it comes to elections. And well, that's what we're looking for.
And, I'm sorry, I wasn't meaning to cut you off. I was just going to kind of move along with what you had just said, too, about the 2A thing and what the media propagates when it comes to, you know, giving platform to all the, you know, we've got to get more gun restrictions. We got to take away these weapons. We've got to, you know, all of this stuff. But, you know, where's the free press in trying to actually get to the bottom of who was this kid? Where did he get? You know, what's true? What's not true? I've seen some of the stuff about, you know, did he have some really serious mental issues, cross-dress, whatever? I've seen that also refuted. So I don't put that out. But I am wondering, where does he get? This was not inexpensive weaponry. And bullets aren't cheap. And so who pays for the armory that this kid walked into this school with? Who pays for that nice truck that he was driving? Where does all this money come from for a guy that's working part-time at a taco stand?
Well, that, you know, when we think about dark money in general, you know, when we think about the way the media has treated dark money over the years, I mean, they constantly make it seem like it's a conservative, you know, right-wing issue, but, you know, it's very much prevalent on the left. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, the, you know, the horrible tragedies and things like that that happened, you know, just recently, and, you know, throughout the nation, you know, when we, when we think about dark money, you know, and its influence in elections, when we think about its influence just in politics in general, you know, it's important to point out that, you know, when it comes to leftist dark money, you know, there's not a lot of reporting on that when it comes right. to left-wing politics.
And we're gonna run into a break, and then we can talk about this a little more when we get back. But my focus with regards to the kid and where he got this isn't even about the question of dark money. The question is just plain in general. How does somebody like that, whose grandmother has been shot, we haven't heard anything about that, what's going on with that, where are the reporters on that situation, and where are the reporters with regards to trying to figure out how this happened and who this individual is? It seems like maybe they don't fit the narrative. Is that the problem? I mean, this goes to what we talk about here when we talk with Newsbusters about media.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Being filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Joseph Vasquez. He is the assistant editor, Business and Free Speech America at Media Research Center and Newsbusters. We were just talking about, I mean, part of the reason Dan Gaynor and I did this for years. Dan was on my program for probably almost 10 years. One of the reasons that we do this, and one of the reasons that Michael and T-Rose, we talk about is the free speech issue and media bias. And we were just talking about, the issue of, why isn't the free press doing more investigating about, how these shooters got their weaponry, but in particular, where did the money come from? Again, like for in Uvalde, and I live in Texas. In Uvalde, I'm very concerned about it because my Border Patrol contacts and relationships tell me that the threats that the cartel made in February that they were going to target Customs and Border Protection members, but specifically they were going to target their families, just like they do down in Mexico. And Uvalde, my son used to manage the Radio Shack there. I'm very familiar with a lot of the population construct there, and there are a lot of DPS and CBP. And I've had confirmation that this particular school was a school where many of the children who attended that school maybe still do. I don't know the status of it right now. It may be closed at this moment. But that the children in that school are the children of our U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents, and that this may well have been a targeted event. I want to know, where's the free press? Because I'm 60. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, that was what media did. And to talk about these things are silenced. And then we got into the conversation, Joseph, about vaccines. I have been banned from YouTube, Vimeo, LinkedIn, and Twitter was actually for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. But he is. But YouTube, Vimeo, and LinkedIn all banned me, and in one part, it was because of having doctors on talking about the vax. This is a direct assault against free speech, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I actually helped spearhead a study that we did at Newsbusters for Free Speech America, where we found over 800 examples of fake tech censoring any debate on COVID-19, whether it be the vaccines, whether it be the origins of COVID-19. It was completely, they went after the British Medical Journal. went after the British Medical Journal.
Right.
Raising a question about the vaccine. It didn't matter. They had a narrative and they refused to entertain any debate. That's what happened with Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Dr. Judy Mikovits. Judy Mikovits. That's YouTube banned me for doing interviews with Dr. Judy Mikovits.
It's because big tech does not want to hear any kind of conflicting opinion that counters the narrative. There's one narrative, there's one approved narrative, and if you don't agree with that, we're going to kick you off. I mean, look, they even went after members of Congress, as well. It just goes to show the extent that these big tech companies have over free speech online. It's like you can't say anything. It's like a ministry of truth almost, and now we see that kind of taking this information governance board. But, before that, we had Facebook, Twitter, ooh, YouTube, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You could not even talk about these things. So where we're going as a country, I am really concerned, and the American people should be concerned about the state of free speech in this country.
I was doing the ooh, that's kind of a Horvath thing from Welcome Back, Carter. There, now you know my age. But I was doing the ooh ooh thing when you mentioned about, you know, the disinformation governance board. You guys have got a great article up about Mayorkas. They're saying this is what they say when their side does it. Well, he gave, you know, we think maybe he gave a little bit of misleading information. Now, Lauren Boebert yells out during the speech, and by the way, I support that. That is actually a part of how we used to be. It was like when somebody was standing in front of you, absolutely lying, and that's what he was doing. He was lying. You don't get you don't get a pass. That is a lie, and I can prove that's a lie.
Well, you know, when it comes to just, you know, if the whole apparatus of the disinformation governance board was predicated on falsehood. I mean, Mayorkas had said during a fourth congressional hearing that the DGB had not yet begun its work. But then, of course, Senator Josh Hawley comes out with these documents, you know, these whistleblower documents completely contradicting that statement. It looks like it's been around for a while. You know,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, the documents show. Yeah,
imagine that. All right. Hey, you can read that article at newsbusters.org. Newsbusters.org, it's on the very front page. Great article by Catherine Salgado. And you can find Joseph Vasquez's articles up there at Newsbusters as well. Be sure and check it out, newsbusters.org. Joseph, it's been a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here. And I'll look forward to you filling in again when Michael and T. Rose are unavailable. Back after this.
Looking forward to.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am so glad to have J. Philip Clay back on the program. He's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. He has been with us before, and it's just really a pleasure to have him back on. And what an important issue. As a matter of fact, I just to mention, we were talking in the green room about having, you know, black conservatives on. So yesterday in hour number 2, I had Ward Connerly, followed by Dr. Ben Carson.
Wow. So I've got some big shoes to fill.
It's just, yeah, well, you know, listen, I just kind of tried to stay out of the way, you know, but no, it was, it was awesome. You know, Ward's on with me twice a month. Dr. Carson has been kind enough to come on a number of times here on the show and, you know, just talking about, you know, these critically important issues. You know, the California, they're trying to pass a bill for reparations, and Ward came out and talked about, you know, how do you even do that, and who gets and right. Who's entitled to reparations, and how do you figure out is it people who were slaves? I mean, there were black slave owners. There are children of slave owners that became slaves.
Right.
So who exactly gets it? And, you know, and then I threw in there, I said, well, you know, the Italians were at one point, you know, pretty severely persecuted in this country before any of the, you know, mafia stuff and what have you. But that, in part, people don't know the history of that. All of the migrant groups kind of formed their own cliques and what have you to look out for one another. The new guys on the block, if you will, trying to protect themselves against the guys who got here. And, you know, it's like it's the new kid on the block theory at school, right? The new kid on the block gets beat up by everybody, and then once he's accepted, you know, you'd think that when the next new guy shows up, he would have some empathy, right? He'd be like, oh, we're not going to mess with, you know, we're going to do this differently. Nah, we're going to kick the tar out of the next new kid, and then he'll kick the tar out of the next new kid after him. And it's like, really? Okay, well, that's kind of different. But anyway, speaking, I mean, the disinformation regarding employment numbers, regarding the impact, you know, it's always the middle class and below, and that is the majority of the country, by the way. Hello. are always the ones that are the most impacted by rising energy prices, rising gas prices, inflation, higher grocery store prices. Man, listen, 10 to 12 days in right now, every month, we're broke.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a sentiment that a lot of Americans are feeling right now. You know, I had said in one of my first published comments for Project 21, this might be the most out of touch administration that we've experienced. Their solution to rising gas prices is go buy an electric vehicle. And while that's feasible for some, and while I'm sure there are some people who would share the sentiment of driving an electric vehicle, I for one think Teslas are cool looking cars. I think that, you know, it'd be a fun car to drive, but that's not a feasible car for many people. Not to mention when you factor in, you know, the grid structure and you know how overloaded that could be. You know, we're already talking about some rolling blackouts happening even in the Midwest. You know, over the summer as things, you know, continue to rise. It's not feasible. You know, Biden likes to talk about the kitchen table. It's kind of been my takeaway from the president. But I don't know if the president's actually sat at a kitchen table with real Americans for a number of years and had the chance to hear the struggles that are being caused, quite frankly, by his administration. It's a little frustrating that the situation we're in was not the situation we were in, you know, pre-COVID, during the Trump administration. I think, you know, it's, at a certain point, you have to step up and take responsibility for your actions. You have to stop blaming Russia. You have to stop blaming the war in Ukraine. And you have to, you know, say, hey, you know, I might have been wrong about this one. Here's how we can get back to at least a normal rate of, you know, a normal rate of living for the middle class Americans and below.
How about if we turned on the pipelines? How about if America became independently energy, if, you know, independently energy efficient again? I mean, those were high paying jobs that were dumped.
Absolutely.
Right? $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year jobs that were gone overnight. And every one of those jobs, because, you know, well, you're the economy guy here. I'm just kind of a novice at this, but, you know, in a healthy economy, your dollar is going to turn over at least seven times.
Absolutely.
So that 70 grand times 100 times seven disappearing out of a local economy literally overnight.
Yeah.
That's devastating. Yeah, I mean, restaurants have to lay off people. I mean, nobody's working. Restaurants are laying off. Stores are laying off. All your retail is going is hurting. Your tax base is dropping. Your public services are dropping. I mean, everything implodes when you do something that stupid and then increase the prices on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the latest job numbers, one of the things I had referenced is, you know, it's fantastic that we're adding jobs, but adding jobs for the sake of adding jobs is kind of a moot point. You know, we're still facing a worker shortage. You know, we're still at the point where, you know, we're earning more, people are getting paid more to do jobs. But again, they're overworked. And now with inflation, they're undercompensated. I mean, they're not making enough to keep up with this record high inflation. You know, like you said, I think there are solutions like opening pipelines. You know, I see that I read this morning that, the president was threatening oil companies with emergency powers, if they didn't boost supply, which is kind of, you know, interesting. I think, emergency power to, you know, to reinstate the Keystone pipeline or some of these other pipelines would be much better suited, because you would have, you know, more jobs. You'd actually help the economy a little bit. But I don't know if he applies the same logic that everyday Americans do.
Well,
or not,
what do we know, too? I mean, there were, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've done a lot of incentives to keep people home, keep people on unemployment, boost the unemployment. But then those people are all on overtime when it comes to the unemployment rolls. And as soon as that overtime ended, now it's you're dropped off the cliff, so to speak. And, oh, by the way, you're not counted in the numbers. I mean, right? That's how I understood right. that game played out. So when they talk about, you know, well, yeah, unemployment is whatever, 3.6%. Well, 3.6% of what?
Right. Right. No, you're 100% right in that. It's it definitely feels misleading. You know, and I admire the fact that they stick to their guns as well as they can. You know, we were talking in the green room how it's almost comical, but unfortunately we can't really say it's comical because it's affecting so many millions of Americans and their livelihoods. You know, it's a joke to them, but it's obviously not a joke to the little guy, quite honestly.
Well, it's somewhat of a joke to them because the other side, the dark side to this is that they've made it rather clear by what they do that their intent is to depopulate our group of people anyway, right? They want to depopulate and especially in black communities, they've been doing this for years since the late 1950s up until now with increased numbers of Planned Parenthood operations and larger plants and so forth, that has absolutely decimated and devastated the family. That was something Dr. Carson and Ward talked about yesterday, is the decimation of the black family.
Yeah, absolutely. We, part of the Indiana Republican Diversity Leadership Series, one of the requirements for the graduation of it, was working on a capstone project. And our group had decided that we were going to work on a bill on coerced abortion. In the passage of that, it's House Bill 1217 for Indiana. But one of the things that we found out in our research was, I believe it was 2020 when the survey was conducted. There were a little over 7,000 abortions that were conducted in Indiana, and of that, 50.62% were minorities. I mean, and when you take into account the rate of minorities compared to Caucasians. I mean, it's completely disparaging. You know, people stand in defense of Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood actually called this bill redundant and just another bill to regulate abortion. But when you think about those, when you think about those numbers, and you think about just the sheer amount of minority children, and that goes, like I said, beyond black. I mean, black, Asian, Indian,
right?
You know, Hispanic.
Understood. Understood. And you got to say, you almost have to say that to be politically correct, Philip. I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
Right.
I will throw that. I guess I'm the white guy. I can say that, right? I can throw that.
Right. No, you're totally fine. But I always like to show other. I like to show other communities that they're being
they are misrepresented, marginalized.
In this, you know. With this, with these statements from Planned Parenthood, and I mean, it really is. They're
the it's horrific.
Killer of black children.
It is horrific. All right, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Absolutely.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
On the king.
On Bhattacharya.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Coming up, David Shostakis joins us. And then, bottom of the next hour, we will have the president of the Leah Foundation will be with us. And very much looking forward to having her and the executive director of Save the Persecuted. Let me try that again. Let's try and say that slowly. Save the Persecuted Christians. My gosh. And we will we'll have her. So Dee Dee Laugesen will be joining us as well. Leah Sherebu, taken captive by terrorists at age 14. This is why I'm sorry. With your permission, Philip, can I rant for just about a second here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
This is why I am so absolutely frustrated that Mehmet Oz is now going to be the Republican representative for senator in the election in Pennsylvania, and that Trump's handlers convinced him to endorse this guy because he said that Muslims don't do what they did to Leah Sherebu. He said Muslims don't commit pedophile. They don't do that. They're not involved in pedophilia. If you're watching, I want you to read on the screen. Leah Sherebu, taken by captives by terrorists at age 14, remains a hostage of Boko Haram. What's worse, they've probably raped her in the course of 4 years, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 times. More than likely. Because when they first do this and they take them, they rape them every single night and it's a different man. And he rapes them not every night, but all day long, every day, for about the first 30 to 45 days. And they pass them and they say, now you're my wife. And then they rape them. And then they pass them and they say, now you're my wife. And then they rape them. And she's had two children so far in captivity, and they were not immaculate conceptions. And Mehmet Oz says, no, Muslims don't do this. I have to be quiet now because as a father, I'd break his nose. As a father, I would hit him and beat him until they pulled me off. As a father, talking about my kid like that? No, buddy. This pastor don't play. That's why I took on a truck at 55 miles an hour. All right, Philip, I'm maybe settled. You probably should talk now. You should probably.
No.
You probably should take over now. I don't know. Oh, man. It just...
Yeah, that's incredibly frustrating, and it's sickening. I mean, absolutely sickening.
Thank you. No, I didn't cut you off. I'm just, thank you. It's sickening. Yeah. It is sickening, 100%. Because when he says that, as a candidate for United States Senate, he turns out the lights on all hope for these little girls. It turns out the light. And Islam is the number one purveyor of pedophile, teenage girl, sex slave trafficking in the world. In the world.
Crazy.
All right. Now let's talk about how the Democratic Party and Biden and his operation are absolutely murdering and slaughtering minorities in America through blackgenocide.org. Find out more about that at blackgenocide.org. but their policies and what they're doing. So what do we do? How do we push back against this? We've got parents that are going to school board meetings that the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland have said these, and the FBI have identified parents now are domestic terrorists if they show up at a school board meeting to say something about their 4 and 5 year olds being shown pictures of anal penetration.
Yeah, I think it. We can talk about, you know, the national level and how, you know, you vote Republican, vote red. That seems to be the one size fits all answer, the Sunday school answer, if you will. But to be quite honest, to really impact change and impact, you know, what's happening and things that ripple up to the national level, you really got to start at your local level. You've got to challenge the status quo with your town councils, your city councils, your mayors, the people that you're putting in office on a local level. We can see how quickly things on a national level impact you. But oftentimes things on a national level take a little bit of time to get working. Things on a local level can affect you overnight. Researching your candidates, understanding who you're putting into office, and quite honestly, stepping into the arena yourself. And that doesn't mean that you have to run for office, but get involved. You know, Pastor Greg, one of the things I like to say is I've actively been involved in politics now since January of this year. Now I've been on the sidelines for politics my entire life. You know, I've been around politics, but mm-hmm. being actively involved, since January of this year. And if you had told me in January that if I had, you know, wanted to get involved, wanted to help, wanted to have the right conversations, and genuinely wanted to impact my community and the future for my family, and, you know, my family's family. If you had told me that I would be in positions like this, being able to talk to you or, you know, being able to go to DC and have conversations with the RNC, I never would have believed it. Everybody thinks that the barrier to entry into politics is you've got to have that college degree. You've got to have the 4.0. You can't have tattoos. You have to have set everything right. You wake up every morning and you say the Pledge of Allegiance. And that's not always the case. You know, those might be good things to stand by.
Aspire to, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, politics is for everybody. And getting involved in influencing change and affecting change is for everybody. And there's no one size fits all answer to that. You know, everybody's got different opinions and everybody's got different convictions. I think the only rule that really should be in play is, your conviction should be for the betterment of others, before yourself. Everybody talks about, and I learned very early on, in Sunday school that joy stood for Jesus, others, yourself, putting yourself last. And so if what you're trying to do would please God, if what you're trying to do would please others or influence others, help others, then you can focus on yourself last. And most oftentimes, if you focus on the first two, you'll be happy with the outcome either way, because you've spent time focusing on others, and putting Jesus at the forefront.
Well, and he has a desire to help the least of these, and he talks about a millstone. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.